George Michael and Aretha Franklin. I knew you were waiting for me on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk with Ed, who's back from his travels to Prague to tell us all about his adventures. Just one of the stops he made.
Doubly Den.
Doubly Den, yeah. Robbie, how was your trip?
Oh, great to see you again. Prague, Robbie, amazing. Now, I started going to Prague in 1992 when I was like 4 years old. Okay, maybe not four, right? But I started going very young.
Ooh, even I'm brutal at maths and I can work that out.
You know, because you know I'm like Peter Pan, right? But anyway, I must have been there about 50 or 60 times over the years. Now, I haven't been since 2017, you know, before then COVID and everything happened. And it was just so amazing to be back there again, right? The weather was great. Flew into Vaclav Havel Airport with Aer Lingus. Now, the flights are very good. They're from $54.99 each way, by the way, for people. So, you know, because it can be expensive sometimes. I was really impressed.
Is that Aer Lingus prices or Ryanair?
Aer Lingus prices. Ryanair have flights as well and probably similar. But I was really impressed. The airport is great as well. Really handy to get into town from. We stayed in a gorgeous hotel, Robbie, the Botanic Hotel. It's kind of an eco-green friendly hotel, wooden kind of, you know, your cards for your getting into the room, all wooden and stuff. They're really doing a whole eco thing. Amazing breakfast there. Rates of 110 a night for two people. As I said, the breakfast was just fantastic. Give yourself an hour for the breakfast, Rob, because you're going to enjoy it, right? If you go
2 hours to recover.
Yeah, but beautiful, like beautiful hotel, nice restaurant. But you know, right across from Florence, metro and tram station as well, and you were literally like you could walk 10 minutes or like a stop on the metro as well if you want to do that. But just great location, right on the way into Old Town Square. But I really must say now, I loved it again. Now, I was with my friend Sarah and she hadn't really been to Prague for 20 years and she'd only been there for about an hour or something. So she was her mind was blown by the beauty of it, you know. And it really is stunningly beautiful, Prague, you know. When you look around the buildings, when you walk around Old Town Square, of course, the astronomical clock every hour does the famous thing.
Everybody stares at. In hopes that it'll happen.
It's a little bit underway. I mean, it's not the most exciting thing in the world, but it's huge, right? But what I loved was we did a lovely, we got Prague City Adventures, a lovely guide, Johanka. She took us up to Prague Castle. Now, the castle area is where Prague started and it's the largest castle complex in the world. So it's huge and it's all buildings now and different. But of course, the beautiful thing there is St. Vitus or Vitus Cathedral, which is stunning, the Gothic architecture of it. For €6, you can climb to the very top. There will be 287 steps. I remember every one of them. And that was not as bad as it sounds. The view from up there is phenomenal. Beautiful, because you know Prague Castle is up on a hill as well. And then you amble down from there to the beautiful cobblestone streets, Malastrana, and you come down, of course, Charles Bridge, you know, amazing, iconic, any time of day. Go early in the morning if you want really lovely photographs as well, because it's busy, busy there, you know. Had to do the Child of Prague, Robbie, of course, you know, the famous connection with Ireland. Put the Child of Prague out into the garden and it'll stop raining for the wedding the next day, right? Yeah. I think that was it, right?
Never worked, though, did it?
But again, gorgeous to go there and see it, you know, because they changed the costume. They changed they keep it regularly changed. It was the green one now. I'd seen the red before and the other ones. But again, beautiful church, really, really stunning. But the Malastrana area, that whole area there is also gorgeous. So really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, the opera, Robbie, right? Prague has so many beautiful opera houses. We went to Don Giovanni, Mozart's Don Giovanni, which premiered in Prague in the Estates Theatre, Narodny Divaldo, the National Theatre, and we had a box. Now, you can buy a box and you can go in and you're like, it's like you're like Charles and Camilla inside in the box. It's absolutely brilliant. You're looking down at everything.
And how long does the show go on for?
Now, it's 3 hours, right? Yeah. So, you know, make sure you have a little snack beforehand. Now, you can have a lovely glass of Prosecco or Bohemian Sect when you arrive in, of course, which is gorgeous. But it is just a little bit up. you wander along. It's like a hotel. You wander along and all the different boxes are numbered. We were number three. And you go in and you sit down. You have your two seats there. And it's just gorgeous. I mean, even if you don't like opera, you feel really special.
Yeah, it's an experience,
isn't it? Now, you can sit downstairs as well, of course, facing the stage, you know. But from above, you get to see the orchestra and everything. Like, so it's really, really good. And there's an intermission then as well, of course. So, you know, but that was really gorgeous. And another thing that we did, the Municipal House, which is one of the most beautiful buildings in Prague, also has a little theatre in it. Dinner there in the restaurant is sumptuous. And again, so affordable. But the surroundings are amazing. You know, you're in the most, probably one of the most beautiful restaurants you'll ever be in your life. If you want something special, go there. Foie gras, crispy roast duck, you know, very bohemian. Again, the food is amazing. The dessert was incredible. The wines, everything really, really good. I think it was like 60 quid a head.
Really?
You're absolutely spoilt. And wow, the way, the service. And we did the crepe Suzette thing, you know, where Lubosch came over and he did the whole flambé thing. And I was up flambéing as well, you know. And it was just terrific. And we did a lot. We did a lovely tour there as well. Now, very interesting thing. There's a guy called Martin Barry who has opened up this food court, this food hall called Manifesto, which is in the Angle area of Prague. He actually won the tender for a food court here in St. Andrew's Church. You know where Molly Malone is? He's opening a food court in behind Molly. You know the church
used
there?
Used to be the tourist office there.
So that's going to be an amazing food court. Korean, Ukrainian dumplings, tacos, a swimming pool in the middle of it, cocktails with names I can't even pronounce. The food, Robbie, was incredible. Like, absolutely beautiful. And it opens every day till 10 o'clock. He won, as I said, it was all in the Irish Times, but he won a tender to open the one here in St. Andrew's Church, which is coming, I think, in early 2025. But fabulous guy. We met him there. Couldn't even get up from the chair after the food. It was ridiculous. But what's lovely about it is, after a lot of Czech dumplings and gorgeous, you know, bohemian, like pork knuckle and duck, you know, the great, the traditional Czech cuisine would be a little bit heavy. This was fabulous because you had all sorts of everything there. And that's the thing about Prague. You get the most amazing pizza there as well. You get the most amazing cuisine from all over the world, of course, right? So, but that was a real special place to go. Great buzz, you know, vibey. And as I said, in the evening, people sit and they dip their feet into the swimming pool having their cocktail, which was kind of nice. Heated pool, obviously. So that was terrific.
Now, on your trip, Prague wasn't the only place you got to go to in the Czech Republic.
Always wanted to go to Pilsen. Of course, the famous, the birthplace of Pils Lager, where Pilsner originated. And we all know Pilsner Urquell. Which is, you'll see the brass tanks wherever you go, and you see this beer which they export all over the world. Amazing. So we did a 2.5 hour tour of that brewery. I mean, to give you an idea, it's the biggest brewery complex in the world. We had to get a bus from the reception area to the whole, you know, where everything goes on with the hop, the malt and the hops and everything. But you see the whole lot, the bottling of it. I mean, they do cans, they do bottles, you know, they do the whole lot. You know yourself when you buy it in supermarkets. But amazing tour. And then you go down underneath, there's a maze. Like it's like on, if you got lost, if you left the group, you'd never be seen again, right? And
we tried our best.
Yeah, I know, I'm here. And even though I was with Snap Happy Sarah, by the way, who was like, we nearly lost her a few times, right? But it was really incredible, right? And the temperature drops to -8 down there. And then they have these vats of the purest beer.
And you got to have a taste, I assume.
You do, yeah. You get a lovely little half a litre there. And everybody was really feeling good about it. And of course, the endorphins kick in after a little glass of beer, you know, especially after your kind of 2 hour tour, and everyone's chat, people from all over the world there, you know, everybody loved it.
I mean,
and
how far is that from Prague?
So Pilsen is literally, we got the train, there's two train stations in Prague, like Dublin. So Havlani, we got the train from there. Again, cheapest chips, about 14 quid for a ticket. Very lovely train, and you're there in an hour. And we stayed in they have every kind of hotel there. The Marriott, the Courtyard by Marriott was there. Also a lovely hotel called The Central, which is in the centre of Pilsen. And rooftop terrace there again, 5.50, Robbie, for an Aperol Spritz, right? Just to tell you. Very, very cheap compared to what we paid
here.
And
what about the scenery and the
now,
architecture?
Now, Pilsen itself is gorgeous. It's like, it's a square. It has the tallest spire of any cathedral in the Czech Republic, St. Bartholomew's, beautiful. And it also has one of the finest synagogues in the world. I think it's number 4. Budapest, I think, has the first one, or New York. Amazing. The building is stunning. Go inside. You can go up to the galleries. They have concerts there as well. Music. Really, really nice. Another famous thing in Pilsen, I don't know if you know the architect, Andrei Loos, L-O-O-S. They have some of the houses that he designed as an architect, and you can go and see those houses, right? If you're into architecture, it's really cool.
So would it be good to do, let's say, use Prague as a base and maybe go to Pilsen for a day trip?
Yeah, but you could do that, but you absolutely would miss out if you didn't stay there. Because the last night, you know what we did? Have you ever done a beer spa, Robbie? Have you ever been put into a big wooden bath?
I've dreamt of it.
And immersed in beer. And beside you, there's a beer tap. And beautiful cold. So you're in the beer and you're drinking the beer. Right. Now, you've your own beautiful cubicle. Now, this place is absolutely gorgeous. I'll put the details up on the podcast, right on this information page. But you can go there. It's a beautiful hotel. It's only 10 minutes from the centre by drive in a taxi, right? Literally 10 minutes. It's got a beer. You can do treatments, massages. But yourself and your partner, you're in one. They're next door in another one. You can have a sliding door between you if you want to have a chat. And you immerse yourself. It's a beautiful sort of a soup of hops.
And is it good for your skin?
Unbelievable. They tell you not to shower for 6 to 8 hours afterwards.
You'd love that
because I know you're not fond of water at all anyway. But 6 to 8 months, yeah. So that's the nice aroma here in the studio. But no, so you wouldn't believe this oily sort of stuff. If you ever did seaweed baths, it's kind of like that. But it's not like rougher. It's not smelly or anything. So we did that. Then we went to the restaurant afterwards, which is literally 2 minutes.
And had more beer.
And had more beer. And you know what you can do there? You get a beer tasting tray along with 8 gorgeous little miniature beers, and that's €6 to do that,
wow,
Robbie, right?
Okay.
So, like, the thing I love about the Czech Republic, or Czechia as it is officially called, is you can't really spend the money when you're there, and that's like not being
so. What's a good website now to get some info on all of this?
So, Robbie, what I would say to you there is like visit Czechia, C Z E C H I A, visit Czechia.com, and visit Pilsen, Pilsen.eu. And we flew with Aer Lingus. The Botanic Hotel was the hotel, which was great value. As I said, great cocktails there. Happy Hour, by the way, 2 for 1 as well. So, loved it. A day pass on the metro is like €1.
And yeah,
you can
very
go,
cheap.
That's just one thing that's
and
so
it's such
good.
Such a great network.
Yeah, get on the old tram. Like, if you want to take the old tram number 22 up to the castle area, do that. Walk down. You know, you've got the Petrin Tower, which is the mini Eiffel Tower as well. Beautiful green spaces. But, like, we were in, Johanka took us into gardens. Like, she took us on this tour, which was kind of into the Wallstein Garden. And then we went into the Strahov Monastery, which the monks have these amazing books in.
You have me wanting to go back
tour.
Now. That
yeah.
sounds great.
So, I mean, I was just brimming. When on the plane coming back, I was brimming with the excitement. I'm actually going to go back, Robbie. I was looking there. There's a sale on the flights. I'm going to go back in this early December just for a few days myself again. Just to do, of course, the Christmas markets. And Prague does great Christmas markets.
You find Ed floating
but
in
so
beer.
Delighted, Robbie, to be here. And I was going to use the word, check it out, right? Check it out,
he's
Robbie.
Oh, he's been dying to use
but
that
yeah,
line.
So there you go. So if you want to have Brilliant. A great old time and don't damage, you're not going to damage the credit card too much, Robbie.
Great.
Visit
that
Prague.
That sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much for telling us all about your trip to Prague and Pilsen. Travel Talk back next weekend on Saturday Live.
Thanks a million, Robbie.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.